from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A Cuban exile group calls for a less hardline approach to the Cuban government. Once Russians want to see pledges of aid become reality and a test for the West Indies cricket selectors as they pick their team to tour Pakistan. I'm Oren Gordon and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A Florida-based Cuban-American group, Cambio Cubano, is calling for dialogue rather than confrontation with the Castro government. Cambio Cubano, whose name means Cuban change in English, has also deplored what it says is the hardline approach of another exile group, the Cuban-American National Foundation. The foundation is among Mr. Castro's harshest critics and one of the most highly visible exile groups.
It just shows you that there's a lot of things that could be done, international economic pressure that could be taken up against the Castro regime, which would be doing a lot more than just paying lip service as to denouncing what's happening in Cuba.
Spokeswoman for the Cuban-American National Foundation, Mariela Ferretti, reacting earlier this month to a Cuban government crackdown on dissidents within Cuba. The foundation is a leading proponent of Helms-Burton and the long-standing U.S. embargo. But Cambio Cubano takes the opposite view. Their leader is Eloy Gutierrez Minoyo,